sign of some vaccine. We're getting a little more information now. Kubaya kwa commissions ne China. Vaccine yana tinomba yakagadzirwa the traditional way from what I could gather from literature, which means that like vanoita inonzi attenuated virus, yokuti vanouraya the virus and then the virus you stimulate immune system kuti ite manonzi ma antibodies ekurwisa virus. So basically is one of those vaccines yakagadzirwa the traditional way. More information is coming out in terms of what has happened so far, and it seems like China, they started vaccinating my essential workers sometime last year. So that's what I can tell you.
Kune dzimwe nyika here dziri kushandisa Sinopharm kunze kweChina?
Yes, Mr. Wande, from what I can gather, I know some countries in the Middle East and South America have signed up for Sinopharm vaccine. Of course, the numbers still to be updated, but there are a few countries. I haven't seen my Western countries signing up to the vaccine as such, but mostly countries in Middle East and also ku South America.
Nezuro munyori mubazi rezvekubudiswa kwamashoko vaNick Mangwana vakatwita vachiti kune imwe kambani yemangoda yekuRussia ichatenga igopa Zimbabwe mushonga weSputnik 5 uri wenhombavo yecoronavirus. Pane chamungatiudza pamusoro peSputnik 5?
Chandingataura Mr. Wande ndechekuti Sputnik 5 is one of the first vaccines to be announced actually yaka kuti yanga yaitwa produced in Russia, and that was in August 2020. We have seen a slow embrace of the vaccine. However, my studies have been done since then, and with some published reports, kunana ma journals are reputable like Lancet, JAMA. I would suggest the effectiveness inenge iripo in terms of response to the virus. They were talking about anything up to 91% effective and supposed to be safe. It's another vaccine yakagadzirwa all the traditional way. Tinoziva kuti vana Pfizer nana Moderna vakashandisa mRNA, which is newer technology. But Sputnik 5 yakagadzirwa using my traditional methods where they use an attenuated virus.
Pari zvino izvi pane mushonga wenhomba kana kuti vaccine yecoronavirus wati wabuda pamusoro peimwe kuti uri nani?
Chandingataura ndechekuti pane ma in terms of kuva nani tinenge tiri kutarisa nyaya yeeffectiveness and safety. It seems like the most effective ones still seems to be Pfizer, Moderna, vana iyo yekuRussia ine 91% is pretty high. China they were talking something around 79%. So, and in terms of safety profile, which is the other thing we consider for my vaccines, it seems like there is no one which seems to be better than the others, essentially. So it's really a matter of what will work for my different countries, especially variants. The South African one, the Brazilian one, and some more which we may not know. So it will be very important that any vaccine studied for the local population to make sure it's effective.
Zvinoita here kuti hurumende ishandise mushonga iyi isati yamboedzewa, isati yambotestiwa muZimbabwe?
Chandingataura Mr. Wande ndechekuti, as we know, ma variants akasiyana siyana ema virus like the South African variant, the Brazilian variant, British variant, they may not be amenable to my vaccines in their original form, as we saw what happened in South Africa near AstraZeneca. So what I would recommend is that mishonga inofanira kuitwa tested in terms of what are my genotypes are in Zimbabwe. What are my variants are already in Zimbabwe? I'm assuming the South African variant, maybe the British variant is there. So do these vaccines work? Whichever vaccine we choose, you know, or we get as my donations or we buy whatever, they have to be tested. Do they work for the local variants or my variants are available in Zimbabwe? If it's the original virus, most of them should work. But I am very sure there's a significant percentage here, the South African variant in Zimbabwe now. And do these Sinopharm, Sputnik V work in Zimbabwe? I'm not sure.